It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, April 8th, 2022. On today's ship schedule, we have 10 inbounders, we have one outbounder, and we have three vessels at anchor near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, well, our nice weather has come to a close for the moment. We have in the marine weather forecast today, west winds 15 knots with gusts to 20 knots. Wind waves from the west 3 feet high at 5 seconds apart. West swells 7 feet at 10 seconds. Showers are likely, and there's a slight chance of thunderstorms today. And today we're going to talk about a maritime accident that was caused by someone being groggy after just getting up and not being quite awake and taking over the helm of a tug, and something quite expensive and damaging happened. And we'll talk about sleep and fatigue and how that affects mariners and why it can be such a dangerous thing. Let's take a look at our inbound ships. We have the Oak Gate. Arriving from Saudi Arabia, she is on her way to Portland. She could have urea on board, used to make fertilizer. Passing Astoria around 5:30 a.m., she might be in Portland by about 11:30 this morning. The Koningsdam is our first cruise ship at the Port of Astoria this season so far. Arriving from San Francisco this morning, she'll be at the Port of Astoria by 8 a.m. and will leave town at about 6 p.m. So look for cruise ship passengers around town today in Astoria. The ATB Dublin C is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Vancouver. She's carrying refined petroleum past Astoria around 6:30 a.m. You might see her in Vancouver about 12:30 p.m. The Alpha Bulker, arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be going up to pick up wheat upriver eventually. She'll be in the Anchorage by about 8:30 a.m. So here's an interesting story from Marine Log Magazine, a maritime industry trade journal, about the consequences of not being fully awake on the job. A captain who assumed a watch, that's a work shift, immediately after waking was likely experiencing sleep inertia, leading into a tow striking a lock gate in the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway. That's according to a report from the National Transportation Safety Board. On March 22nd, 2021. The towing vessel, so a tugboat, Ava Claire, was transiting westbound, pushing two fully loaded tank barges in the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway in Louisiana. After entering a place called the Leland Bowman Lock, the bow of the lead barge struck a closed lock gate, damaging and disabling it. No injuries or pollution were reported. However, the lock gate sustained, $2.5 million in damage. On the morning of that day, the captain awoke after 4.5 hours of sleep to assume the watch early from the vessel's pilot. The pilot offered to take the tow through the lock, but the captain declined and took the helm about 5 minutes before maneuvering the tow into the lock. According to a policy in the vessel's operations manual, such a change of watch was not to happen during a critical move like this, such as maneuvering into a lock. So the tow struck the lock gate less than 30 minutes after the captain woke up. At the time, the captain was likely experiencing the effects of sleep inertia, a temporary feeling of grogginess felt immediately upon waking up. We've all felt that. According to the report, the captain should have been familiar with the policies and procedures and should not have taken the watch, and his decision may have been the result of impairment caused by sleep inertia, which can affect your decision-making for 30 minutes or more after you wake up. And if you wake up during a circadian low and in a situation of partial sleep deprivation, that can even amplify the effects of sleep inertia. Additional factors were some real serious problems as well. There was a tidal current pushing the tow from behind, a loss of a GPS feed to the vessel's electronic chart system, and problems with radio communications between the deckhand and the captain. So there was a situation with a lot of problems inherent in it already that were presumably already being handled by people who were working there before he got up. The National Transportation Safety Board determined that the probable cause of this accident was the towing vessel's captain's decision to assume the helm watch and attempt a pre-dawn transit into the lock immediately after awakening while he was still impaired by sleep inertia. There's a lessons learned portion of this kind of report that says that mariners should allow time to fully recover from sleep inertia before taking a watch and performing critical duties. And that is from an article in the Maritime Trade Journal Marine Log. So there are a few things here. One of them is sleep inertia and what it means to take the time you need to wake up and become alert enough to do our jobs. It also speaks to the pressure people feel to perform even when we're not up to it. So workplace culture and internal work ethic drivers. And it also speaks to fatigue, which is a big deal these days for a lot of people. Fatigue is always a risk in the maritime industry. It's a work environment where what most people on land think of as normal sleep schedules get turned upside down by the watch system, which aims to keep people on the job 24/7, so people are working what are called watches or work periods at times when they might otherwise be sleeping. About sleep inertia, here's what the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health has to say about it. This is from information the agency issued for nurses on shift work and long hours. They indicate that sleep inertia can last up to 2 hours. If the person is sleep deprived, that can make their sleep inertia last longer. Sleep inertia could be more pronounced in people who are getting up very early in the morning, between 4 and 5 a.m., so pre-dawn, because your strong drive to sleep during this time might make you have more sleep inertia. So they recommend, of course, caffeine, bright lights, washing your face. But the bottom line here, allow time for sleep inertia to dissipate before performing critical tasks. But to get to why the captain assumed the helm when he was too sleepy to really handle it, there were also complicating factors that made this transit especially taxing. Did he feel like he had to? So a workplace culture that doesn't allow people to show weakness and say they can't do something, even though he had the option to let someone else do it? I bet we've all been in a workplace environment where we felt that way. And the internal work ethic of that captain who may have felt driven to take over his vessel now that he was technically awake. I know that there are some marine professions, among them piloting, in which pilots are required to have a certain amount of time off to make sure they have the opportunity to get enough sleep. But fatigue from lack of sleep is an issue in the maritime industry overall. The situation with this tug captain is certainly one of those hindsight calls, and I think it's not too much of a stretch to say that most of us have done something like this at some point in our lives and gotten away with it, meaning we've worked or done a task when we were not fully able to focus on it. I don't think I've ever personally had a job where a mistake that I made could be so incredibly expensive and disastrous, but mariners face this possibility every day. But it's something to think about taking the time for yourself as a person to get up to speed before you do something complex, about pushing ourselves beyond our capacity in a given moment just to satisfy some invisible pressure that exists, either in our workplace or in our own heads, and how we want to negotiate that in our own lives. Absolutely, this event is one this captain wishes he could do over. The report doesn't say whether he was held personally responsible for the accident in some way, whether it cost him his job or his license, or what other effects might have happened. It sounds like a devastating situation for that person, and something for us all to think about. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great and restful weekend.